KX93.5 and good afternoon, Laguna Beach. Thanks for being with us today, live in our Pearl Street studios. This is always exciting. First of all, we've been all over this band forever, and we absolutely love these guys. Mating Ritual in the studio. They've got a brand new single called You and I. You'll be hearing that in just a second. It's off their latest LP called Hot Content, and that doesn't come out until May 10th. But we're going to hear some stuff off that album that no one else has ever heard anywhere else ever, other than Mating Ritual and the people that helped them produce the album. So let's get right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, Laguna Beach from our Pearl Street studios, this is Mating Ritual.
You up in a Cadillac. Don't be impressed, got it from my dad. He lets me take it when I'm feeling down. Might be the last time I see you around. Pick up the phone, put it right down. Tried to make a sound, but nothing came out. I called you first to say it hurt that you didn't call me first, baby. You and I were meant to be together. You and I were meant to be more than friends. And I were meant to last forever. But I'm proud to never see you again. You're like the bottom of an empty bag. I try to quit, I keep coming back. I leave your house, don't know where to go. I might just drive till the fuel is gone. Pick up the phone, put it right down. Tried to make a sound, but nothing came out. Oh, I gotta go. I want you to know this is never gonna work. Baby, you and I were meant to be together. You and I were meant to be more than friends. And I were meant to last forever. But I'll probably never see you. And you and I were meant to be together. You and I were meant to be more than friends. And together, you and I were meant to be more than friends, and I were meant to last forever, but I'll probably never see you again.
This is Mating Ritual live at our Pearl Street studios. That song was You and I off of their latest LP called Hot Content, and that comes out on May the 10th. And wishing you guys a very good afternoon. How you doing today, guys?
Doing great. How are you doing? Thanks for having us.
Fantastic. Thanks for being here, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for sounding so tight, live, and awesome in studio. Man.
I am very excited that came through.
It has a great sound to it. You guys have, it has a fun sound to it.
Cool. That's what we were going for.
All right. Now, my understanding is that this album's a little playful. Is that correct?
Definitely.
It's supposed to... Is it playful and sad at the same time?
There you go.
Okay.
Like, we wanted the sound to come through and, like, something you could put on by the pool or at the beach, and right. something that's like really like lighthearted. But if you actually dig a little deeper, there's two sad people that wrote it, and so we want to like want to make sure everybody can feel both things.
Right. I was checking out as much of it as I could last night, and I found it just wonderfully written, man. Beautiful songs.
Thank you.
Beautiful song. Now you both share in the writing?
We both share in the writing, and we both produce it, and then I mix it, and it's just it's a family affair. It's a lot of fun. We just get to like bounce off each other and really just pull from our lives that we've spent together.
Right.
And it's fun.
Now, working with family, advantage or disadvantage at times?
I'd say advantage, just because we know each other so well.
Yeah. 95% of the time, advantage.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, everybody's got that. Everybody's got that 5%.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is the third LP you guys have come up with, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, the hot content. How did the title come up, first of all?
So we were on a tour last year, and we had to drive from LA all the way to Boston.
Right.
And we were really kind of losing our minds. So we just went on Instagram Live a lot and talked to people while we were driving, which is probably pretty illegal. But we just started saying the phrase hot content because we were making fun of, like, it's all kind of a meta joke, making fun of people who post way too often and how it actually works. And it works really well in an algorithmic way. And so it's kind of this meta thing where we can make fun of it while doing it.
It started off tongue in cheek, but wait a minute, this works.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And then it just kind of...
Guilty.
We just, I don't know, we threw out the name for the album, and at first we thought it was really dumb.
Right.
And then it's kind of just grown on us, and now it's kind of, I don't know, almost a mantra, I guess.
We've got a lot of, interaction on social media from fans and stuff too, like everything we post would be like, wow, this content is so hot, I'm burning. Like, it's been a really fun interactive thing, actually.
It's bled over into real life too. At shows, people will yell out hot content, and it's a little bit like, this was before we named the album that. This was just off of like our, because we like to do a lot of Instagram stories that are pretty goofy,
right?
And so they kind of
followed suit. Right on. So you and I You and I.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the genesis of that song.
Well, I was going through a breakup at the time with someone who I really didn't want to break up with.
Right.
And I don't think she did either. It was just kind of, we felt like we'd exhausted all our options. So the song is really just about leaving someone or a situation that you never thought you were going to have to. And it's like, I tried to peel it back from just a relationship. But like, there's a lot of times where I've wanted to live at a certain place that I really enjoyed, but rent went up, I got to move.
Right.
And you don't want to leave sometimes, but you have to.
Right. Now, is most of the album a relationship album? Are there a lot of relationship songs?
Yeah, we were both going through stuff when we wrote it. So a lot of it is, but it's definitely not all. There's some political tracks on there. There's some more that are a little bit more social commentary. And so not a lot. And there's a couple like kind of tongue-in-cheek funny tunes as well.
Right. I'm really curious about a name. If you don't mind, I want to ask you about a song. Good God, Regina, It's a Bomb.
Oh, yeah.
tell me about that. What's up with that song?
That's a quote from the film Richie Rich.
Okay.
That our bassist has been asking us to name a song since he's one of my really good friends from high school.
It's another inside joke.
It's just an inside joke.
wouldn't you know, I asked the question about the inside joke.
Shout out to Alex Lopez on hammering us on that for years.
And you got a song on the album called Stupid Romantic Things. Mm. Tell me about that. Tell me what happens with Stupid Romantic Things.
That's more about wishing you felt like you were super youthful again. Like when you first start dating and feeling romantic about people, you are a little bit more adventurous, I'd want to say. Like you're down to go hook up on a beach and do stuff that like you probably wouldn't do in your 30s.
Right.
And so it's kind of like, now I want to go on like real dates and drink nice wine and kind of have a civilized time. But I kind of miss that youthful abandoned feeling of just like, not caring.
Right. Now, you know, it's been, and as I'm looking at this, I can't believe it's been almost a year since Light My Fire came out.
It's wild. It's actually like we...
Light Myself on Fire. I apologize.
Hey, you're close. You got it.
Yeah. It's all good.
Hey, I know Jim Morrison. So it's been almost a year. That was huge here. We loved it here.
Thank you.
And the reaction when you perform it live, is it nuts?
We love that. Like that album was more kind of just for us. And we didn't expect people to like it. But it really kind of helped us grow a lot as people really grabbed onto it. And those lyrics are also really tongue-in-cheek, and that album's more about the music industry and trying to find relatable ways to talk about our lives in the music industry and some of our annoying struggles through that without making it so obvious.
I read a quote where you compared the music industry to, I guess, you being an Uber driver or...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's about right. That bad, huh?
Sometimes, yeah.
You did a video that I'm going to go back and forth into your career,
fun.
Man.
Yeah.
That's cool. But you did a video called Falling Back, which I found online and absolutely loved
it. That's the Uber driver one.
That's the Uber driver. Okay, yep. So that's the sentiment. That's the feeling you get from record companies.
Or
the record industry, I should say.
Yeah, I don't want to call anybody out because there's great people in the industry and there's some not so great people, kind of like in any industry. And we just kind of feel like after... Because we write a lot of music for TV and film.
Right.
And sometimes we don't necessarily put our full heart into it because they're asking for something that we don't want to do, but it pays the bills.
Right.
Kind of like being an Uber driver and having to constantly deal with different styles of music, different things that you may not really feel that connected to. I'm not like, I love doing it. It's fun. Sometimes it's like a puzzle. But other times when you're just not in the mood, it's kind of the last thing you want to do.
That one's, the video also is more specifically showing like, the struggle and the dichotomy between what you got to show people and what you're actually doing,
to make
it work.
Yep.
So the shooting of the video, are you in charge of what gets shot? Do you actually produce the video yourself? I guess is what I'm saying.
That one was kind of a collaboration with one of our good friends, Nick Kova, who lives in New York, and so he and I made a video years ago for the song called Hum Hum that we actually lost all the footage for
in 2015, right? Okay.
And we actually he recovered it mid last year. He's like, hey, should I put this out? And I was like, why not? And then the dialogue started again, and he wanted to come out and make a couple of videos, so he flew out couple months ago, and we actually made 4 videos with him, and so we got 3 more coming out from the time we spent with him, and it was all collaboration where he would toss an idea out, I would bounce off it, and back and forth.
Fantastic. A couple of weeks ago, you played South by Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
It's South by Southwest.
This one was my favorite, though, that we played.
Yeah,
we spaced out our schedule a lot better.
Right.
Because when we had played previously, we would play, 10 showcases in, 3 days or something.
Right.
So it was just, just insane, super tired. This time we stayed with a friend who lived on a goat farm.
Right.
And I had a lot of fun with the goats. That was probably my favorite part. But then the actual performances, they were all fun.
Yeah,
good time.
Luckily, we've been doing it a while, so we got a little bit better offers this time around. So we got to play the Fender House and Rachel Ray.
Cool.
Places where we got to, it wasn't just in a backyard. Technically, they were in backyards, but they brought in good sound systems, and
everything
it was really
in
fun.
Austin is in a backyard.
Yeah.
Now, let's not gloss over this whole relationship with goats thing you had going there. Did you actually do any milking or taking care of goats? Did you do anything with the goats?
No, I just held them.
Sounds like a loaded question, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean for it to sound like that. I'm sorry.
It was platonic.
A friend of mine let me listen to a song you wrote called Drunk.
Yep.
Tell me about Drunk.
Drunk. I haven't talked about that or thought about that song in a long time. That song to me, it was another early relationship thing. It's not actually about being drunk. Right. It's about the feeling of intoxication at the first, kind of like stupid romantic things a little bit. It's in that same world where you just kind of, the feeling is, you get this drunken feeling where it's just kind of amazing. And I don't really, I actually wrote a follow-up to it, which it wasn't a good enough song, but it's about the hangover afterwards of the relationship. Right. And so maybe someday that'll make it out. But
if you're just joining us, we're in studio live with Mating Ritual. Their brand new single is You and I. You hear it here and you just heard it live and played beautifully. It's off their latest album called Hot Content, which comes out on May 10th. And playful but sad is how I'll describe it at this point. Right now, how can people find Hot Content on May 10th?
It'll be out everywhere. We have an amazing deluxe vinyl of it where it has 2 different intros. So depending on where the needle picks up, you'll get a different experience every time. And one of them is just an acoustic, vinyl only. So it's available on vinyl, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, kind of anywhere you would find music.
Yeah, that whole needle on the vinyl thing, that's magic, man.
I don't know.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know how we did it.
In 2017, you guys cut a virtual reality video. Is that true?
We did, but it never came out. That's a good... I don't know where that is.
We still haven't seen that, actually, but...
We partnered with USC.
Fingers crossed.
Right.
And it was actually entered into film festivals, but I still have never seen it. Apparently, it exists. And I've asked 100 times, and I don't know where it is.
Go look for it where you found the hum-hum stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question. I stalked you online, and I saw the word ear milk. Mm. Ear milk to me. What does it mean to you?
Oh, I don't know. Build your ear bones. Yeah, that's a website that actually they cover a lot of really cool music, and right. I've been following them for years. And so they posted you and I, and it was actually a great honor because they have such great taste. But yeah, I've never thought about that.
Nourishment.
It's nourishment for the ears. Exactly. Exactly. Which is what you and I was.
Ear now, goat milk.
Now in Stop Making Sense. Mm. Is about overthinking?
Yeah, it's just about overthinking your life. And it's like a lot of people try to put, like, not labels, but they try to define everything in a certain way. And especially in the art community, everyone tries to add context and really give a meaning behind every little thing you're doing. And sometimes you can just have emotion and let that emotion out. And it doesn't need to be overthought.
Right. Now, in a few minutes, we're going to hear a song called Name of Love off of the album that no one else is going to hear anywhere before we hear it here first. I do want to ask you about a couple of other songs on the album.
Yep, go for it.
Tell me about October Lover.
Oh, I love that song. That song was written in like an hour and 20 minutes.
That one's pure fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did that one and we actually had a different chorus for it, but he sang a backup vocal that I thought was cool and I tried to imitate like a K-pop singer.
Right.
And it comes out not sounding like me at all. And it's actually me singing in the chorus. It's not a sample. It's this wild, like really high, like Asian sounding pop song.
I need to take this moment to just say your voice is just insane, dude. You can hit just about any note. It's amazing.
Thank you.
How long have you vocally trained or how was your upbringing with singing?
It was completely by accident. I actually played bass first. That's kind of was my first love. And I played in churches and I kind of grew up like doing the thing where you do in middle school and high school where you play anywhere you really can.
Right.
And I never wanted to be a singer. And I just kind of, when writing my own songs, it was easier just to sing them myself. Right. And I didn't consider myself a singer maybe until 3 or 4 years ago, but I've been doing it for probably 10 to 15. And I just kind of, then I started like training and like trying to learn what I can do and stop trying to sound good and start trying to like feel good.
Right, right. I'm talking to Ryan and Taylor. They are Mating Ritual. Again, I'll say it for you. You and I, great song off of their great new album called Hot Content. Again, available May 10th everywhere that music is available.
We actually just announced a bunch of shows this morning.
Nice!
All over Southern California. We're doing a free Southern California residency where we try to hit not every, but a lot of different neighborhoods.
Okay.
So we're doing Hollywood, Chinatown, San Diego, Venice, and then we're doing our official album release show. We're head over heels about this. We're playing at Pappy and Harriet's out in the desert.
Oh yeah.
Which is like one of the coolest venues in the world. And so if you're around in May, just check out, follow us or whatever, because it's all free and we're just gonna have a really good time.
Oh, great stuff. Great stuff. And catching you live, I'll bet, it's got to be a treat, man. It's catching you here is a treat. So I'm sure live at Pappy and Harriet's is going to be awesome.
Oh, I love it.
We're really excited.
It's a great spot.
Yeah. We're doing the whole Airbnb for the whole weekend and just having like a party the whole time. So yeah, it'll be fun.
All right. Make sure you contact me. I'm ready for it. You'd spoken about wanting to release 5 albums in 5 years. Mm-hmm. Is that a goal? That's a true goal?
Oh, that's going to happen. Yeah.
Right. The plan.
Yeah.
Right on.
We have enough to release 2 more albums right now if we need to. So there's no reason why it won't happen. We just want to always write better songs. And so if we needed to, we could release 2 more tomorrow, but we want to make sure that we're constantly challenging ourselves and writing better music.
Do you ever find yourselves having written a song and then you go to record it and then, oh no, were you going to change it? Like right there on the spot. Do you change on the spot ever as you're recording?
All the time, but we write a little, I guess it's not unique anymore, but we write as we record. So everything's happening simultaneously because we're both producers. And so we almost start with that and then we build the song around a cool beat or a cool, like just vibe idea.
Right.
And so we don't, kind of when once it's done, it's kind of done.
I feel like not that we write it and then have to change it, but a lot of times a song comes out of, we like get through half of a song and then find a single part that we like better, and then we turn that into a completely new song. Oh, that happens a lot.
That's cool. Remember off mic, I was telling these guys, this is one of the reasons I love musicians. That is the reason that I love great musicians right there, man. So the rest of the family, were your parents talented musically?
They have great taste, but I don't think they play.
They like us.
Yeah. They love us.
Thanks, Mom.
So yeah, no musical talent other than these guys. That's fine to know. So the other song I wanted to ask you about was Panic Attack. Mm. I can only guess. If it's a relationship song, I can only guess, and it's not. Mm-mm. It's a fun song.
So that song actually was written with one of my really good friends, Sean Van Vliet, who's in a band called Nudes.
Okay.
And he wrote the lyrics for that one. He actually had a, and I hope I'm not blowing up a spot here, but he had a crazy panic attack on an overseas flight where they actually had to ground the flight. And he was on his way to tour. And so they had to ground it a day early and they missed their first show because he didn't know how to handle it. And that had never happened before. And it really shook him. And so this was the first song he wrote after coming back from that tour. And he's like, I have to talk about it. So
I'm
like,
please. Totally get it.
Yeah.
I get the panic attack too. I'm a germaphobe.
Yeah.
last time I flew, some kid like three rows behind me sneezes.
Oh,
I freaked the rest of the flight. Man. It was like I had 4 hours left.
Yeah. My girlfriend and I went to Paris last year and the flight was delayed and we ended up missing our connector. So they put us on this other flight where we were in the middle of a soccer team or football team. And they were all 10 to 12 and they were really cute, but they had all had the norovirus. So the entire flight, people were running to the bathroom to, you know.
Right.
And it was just, I just put my shirt over my head and just tried to keep myself out of it.
I would have freaked out, man.
For 11 hours.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, man. Right now, man, I'm handing him some alcohol and a wipey right now. The final song on the album is called Game. Mm. Tell me about Game.
That was actually the first mating ritual song ever released.
Oh.
And so it never found a home on a record, and we never really thought about it, putting it on anything, but it really fit with the ethos of the album and kind of the feeling of, like, hot content in general. I'd say that that song actually encapsulates the idea of hot content more than any of the others. Like, really trying to, like, show you're something while you might not be. And you're trying to get there. And that song, it's been on so many TV shows recently that it's kind of like people have been requesting it all the time. And we're like, hey, why not? We love this song.
Put it on the album.
Yeah. All right. Was actually a very, like, the album was mastered and sent to vinyl, and then we added it, so we had to like recall it and throw it back out.
Hey, Laguna Beach, we're talking to Mating Ritual live in studio here at our Pearl Street Studios. Their new single is You and I. Their LP coming out on May 10th is called Hot Content. It is their third album. And I want to ask you what the video for Falling Back, what made you decide to make that song the video for the album first, or the first song?
It actually wasn't going to be the first song for the album. You and I was intended to be the first one, and the only reason it got pushed back was because of the weather.
Ooh.
We had we really wanted to have the video for You and I has been thought of, like, we kind of thought of the video when we wrote the song.
Okay.
So we had a very specific idea, and it needs a convertible. It was a convertible in like San Pedro, and it was just this beautiful, like, we just had an idea that we wanted, like, to encapsulate like 70s sleazy dudes in a car with cowboy hats.
Okay.
And it was raining so much that we couldn't shoot it. Like, there were no days off from rain. And when there were, it was super cloudy. So we're like, well, we have another video. Let's switch them around. So Falling Back came first. But we also love Falling Back. It's that was going to be second. So.
All right. Well, it turned out to be great. And I think it may have worked. It may have actually worked out.
I think it worked out better. Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
So in your next song that we have, we're actually going to play a song that's not live. Mm. Let's see. It's called Name of Love.
Yep.
Tell me about Name of Love.
Name of Love, you're asking about all the relationship ones, but Name of Love is about...
Sorry, man. Can I cut in really fast?
Yeah.
Do you still keep in touch with this person or...
Yeah, we're together.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, it's good. It's great. Like, we're together in a good way.
Okay, good,
but
good, good.
We're like, it is weird to be singing songs about the breakup when we're still together.
Right.
Yeah. But
But everything worked out.
It's great. Yeah. So this song is about maybe staying in something, whether it's a relationship or something else, maybe longer than you should, just because it's comfortable.
Okay. All right. And everything good now and
we're great.
Smooth. All right.
It's great.
Life treating you well. All right. Right on. We're going to hear that in just a second. Tell our listeners where else they can find you on social media.
If you type in Mating Ritual, we are on all different platforms. We're at Mating Ritual on Instagram, at Mating Ritual Sounds on Facebook, at Ritual Mating on Twitter, and then our website's Mating Ritual Sounds. It'll keep you up to date with all the shows. We're announcing another big tour pretty soon, so.
Well, you announced some dates today, man, and I'm really glad you did. Our listeners are going to be excited. When are you going to make your way to Laguna Beach, man, and play one of these fine little spots?
We play... Observatory kind of a lot.
That's close.
And so that's close. That's where we normally play. And we're not playing in May, but we will be announcing something soon.
All right. We'll look forward to seeing you, man. Thanks, you guys. We've been speaking to Mating Ritual. This is Ryan and Taylor. Their new single is You and I. Their latest album, it's their third album. It's called Hot Content. It comes out on May 10th. If you have any questions or you missed any portion of this, jump on our podcast and check them out on our podcast. Right now, let's check out The Name of Love, KX93.5 at our Pearl Street Studios.
Feel something, I wanna feel the burn.